Welcome, Karen.
Thanks very much.
6 miles of breathable air, is that vertical or horizontal?
Vertical, from the Earth's surface going straight up. That is the depth of breathable air that we have available to us. And it's not a whole lot. And the reason why we're throwing the 6 miles in there for the title of this program and in some literature that we have is to get people to understand that it's precious and limited resource for us.
If you say 6 miles of breathable air, is that something you endeavor to attain?
Well, it's just what we have. Uh-huh. The reason why we started bringing it into the forefront as a name is just to get people thinking about how precious air is. A lot of people just take air for granted. They don't think about it, and they think it's endless. They look up at the sky, and it seems forever, but it's not.
What is going to be your main point?
The main point is that we need to take care of the air to protect our health. Generally, our air in Pima County is pretty clean, but there are days when it is a problem, especially for certain populations, like young children, because they're still growing, the organs are still growing, and they actually breathe more air per body weight than adults do. They tend to be exposed more because they're outside more. Older folks are more vulnerable also because they've been around a while. Their immune systems aren't as strong as they used to be. And then also people who have lung disease or heart disease, they also have issues when they breathe air pollution.
What kind of air pollution are you talking about?
We have issues with ground level ozone and also particulate matter here in Pima County.
Dust.
Airborne dust, that's particulate matter, yeah.
And what causes the dust?
Wind, construction activity, although they're usually pretty good about keeping it wet when they dig into the ground, vacant lands that have been driven over, so the topsoil has been disturbed, and then wind comes later. Wind also can pick up particles from mine tailings. We actually have less of an issue with particulates, although we do have issues with that on especially windy days, but our biggest concern these days is ground level ozone. And we're getting close to the end of that season. It goes from about April through September. It's different than the ozone layer that is in the stratosphere that protects us from the sun's ultraviolet rays. Down at ground level, we create it, and it's quite complicated. You need different ingredients, like emissions from tailpipes, lawn and gardening equipment, especially gas-powered, power plant emissions, all those things mixing at ground level, but also you need the sunlight, ultraviolet radiation of the sun, to bake those ingredients into ground level ozone.
And we got plenty of that.
Yeah, we have plenty of that in the summertime, that's right. And when we breathe ground level ozone, it's sort of like having a sunburn on your lungs.
What can we do to counteract that?
The biggest reason why we have air quality issues is because we drive a lot, about 23 million miles every day here in Pima County alone. That's over 100 trips to the moon. And that's putting about half of the air pollution into the air, all that driving. And so a very logical and effective way to do it is to simply drive less and to drive smarter. So there's lots of ways we can do it. Taking transit, walking, biking, carpooling, vanpooling. Those are all alternative modes of transportation that hopefully would be available for most people. When you do have to drive, combine errands into one trip. So trip chaining, they call it. Keeping tires properly inflated saves money, but also improves your fuel efficiency and reduces air pollution.
If people do experience breathing problems, what can they do about that?
They do need to have a good relationship with their doctors to have a plan in advance. Medicines are often prescribed, like inhalers for people who have asthma. Avoiding exposure is big, so you might need to just stay indoors or reduce your exertion, so go for a walk instead of a jog, or change your route so you're not next to heavily trafficked roads. You go on side roads instead.
Thank you very much, Karen. Good luck with the presentation and with the program.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.